Most of the Midwest will likely see tranquil weather this week, but it will definitely be cold still. We expect to see the afternoon temperatures staying well below average for a couple of days yet, and a little reinforcing shot of cold across the northern states will likely perpetuate the situation just a little while longer, while southern portions will probably not see nearly as much cold air as we move into the second half of this week. Specifically, we do expect to see low temperatures tomorrow morning in the negative and positive single-digit readings across the northwestern portions of the Midwest, with some readings well below zero in portions of northern Minnesota and northeastern portions of North Dakota. We'll expect to see lows in the lower parts of the Midwest running mostly in the teens, with a handful of upper single-digit readings possible. And it looks like as we go into Wednesday and Thursday, we'll see two things happen. Wednesday will likely have temperatures rebound just a tad bit, with a new surge of cold air coming into the northern portions of the Western Corn Belt, and we'll probably see some negative 20 degree temperatures near the Canada border on Wednesday morning, but all other areas in the Midwest will probably be a little bit warmer than they will be tomorrow morning. We'll expect that cold surge, though, to move through a fair amount of the Midwest as we move on into Thursday and Friday. Thursday will probably be the coldest morning. We'll look for a lot of positive and negative single digit readings across the northern portions of the Midwest, while the lower areas will probably see lows running mostly in the teens, with a handful of locations possibly getting into some lower 20s. We'll expect to see the coldest air beginning to abate after that, and temperatures at the end of this week may actually be just a tad bit warmer than usual in a couple of spots, but mostly in a more seasonable range. The afternoon highs coming up over these next few days will be still below average until we get to the end of the week. Afternoon readings today will be in the positive single-digit readings across parts of the Western Corn Belt. Positive single digits in teens will be most common. A few negative single digits will be possible in Minnesota and North Dakota. The eastern Midwest will see afternoon temperatures today running mostly in the 20s, with a few teens possible in portions of Illinois. And then tomorrow afternoon, we'll see most high temperatures across the region running primarily in the teens and 20s in the north, and 20s and some 30s in the south. That new surge of cold air will certainly bring in a more potent cold afternoon on Wednesday, with highs running in the positive single digits in teens in northern parts of the Midwest and 20s and lower 30s still in the lower parts of the region. After that, we'll expect to see a better warming trend take place, with more seasonable temperatures with highs in the 20s and 30s expected Friday and Saturday across portions of the Midwest. Precipitation is not expected to be very significant over these next few days. Most of the significant precipitation early this week will be near and east of the Appalachian Mountains. A little bit later in the week, probably Thursday into Friday, we'll likely see a little disturbance developing across the lower eastern parts of the Midwest that will generate a little bit of precipitation, but we don't expect it to be very significant. And that event may turn out to be more Friday into Saturday, with rain, freezing rain, sleet, and snow possible with that event. It's too soon to get very specific about the amounts, but at this point, maybe upwards to a quarter of an inch will be common, with a few locations maybe getting upwards to 4 or 5 tenths of an inch. The western portions of the Midwest will be left generally dry during the course of this week. We'll expect to see conditions continue to be mostly favorable across those areas even next week, with only a couple of minor disturbances moving through northern areas. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.